Move to approve the repair estimate for, is it T-Rex?
Yes.
T-Rex TL38P, buying between T-Rex Corporation and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have utilizing Howe Park during 2023 firearm season license agreement, number 23-103, Roden Bridge. To my understanding, they're wanting to utilize the park for the CWD.
Correct. And they have in the past couple years, everything.
Just pretty much renewing with the Department of Conservation.
Everything goes smooth.
This would require just a single signature from me. So in the motion, if we would need to be.
You're just trying to get me to say Schofield again.
No, I'll give you the paper. It actually has my name on it.
You're baiting me.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Move to approve the license agreement by and between Taney County and the Department of Conservation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Your name is on that one, so it's automatic that you sign.
Automatic, okay. Next, we have the agreement for deck sealer, number 23-102, Roden Bridge. Is there any questions on this? Any discussion?
You guys good?
It's a product that we put on our bridge deck to help protect it. Okay. About an 8-year product.
And then we have a letter again from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 11th, 2023. Approving the agreement as the form.
It's purchased through a MoDOT contract. So. Yep. Move to approve the agreement for deck sealer buying between Taney County and Shield Products Incorporated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We wouldn't have to go out for bid on that amount anyway.
Yeah.
On that.
That's why we went on a MoDOT.
Yeah.
Thank you, Devin. Next on our agenda, we have a consulting contract labeled number 23-101 Commission. It's our consulting agreement. We have a letter dated August 11th, 2023 from Mr. Elliott approving to the agreement as to form.
You guys have any questions?
Just a consulting agreement between our...
Grant Compliance Coordinator.
Grant Compliance. I'm sorry.
Yeah, uh-huh. Grant Compliance Consultant Services.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the consulting agreement by and between Taney County and Melissa Duckworth.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the airport PLK wind cone and reflectors contract documents, number 23-095, AIR. Do you have anything for us, Mike? Present in the room today, though, we do have our airport administrator, Mr. Mike Molnick.
Do they anticipate when they will start on it?
It's looking like after the first of the year.
Was this off of a, this is off of a grant, is it not? Is it a MoDOT grant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With a 10% match, or?
Correct.
Yeah, the MoDOT project number is AIR 226-101A.
Any other questions?
No.
And then, once again, we have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 11th, approving to the agreement.
Move to approve the agreement for the M. Graham Clark Downtown Airport PLK REIL Wind Cone and TW Reflectors.
Second.
by and between Taney County and Garver LLC.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have Aviation Project Consultant Supplement Agreement Number 1, Construction Services, Number 23-094, AIR.
This is a supplement agreement from the previous agreement we had.
With Garver?
Yep.
Correct. Yeah, the first agreement was for design of the project. This is for the
construction side.
Yeah. Yep. Any other questions?
Hearing none, once again, we do have the letter from our attorney that is reviewed and approves the supplement agreement.
Move to approve the Aviation Project Consultant Supplemental Agreement Number 1 for construction services by and between Taney County and Garver LLC.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have our monthly budget report. In front of us, we have our auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commission.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
At the end of July 2023, I have the GCR balance being at $11,574,038. Road and Bridge CART fund is at $2,338,129. The Road and Bridge Trust Fund is at $16,424,047. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund is at $6,429,436, and the sewer fund is at $15,281,905. And as the county as a whole is at $63,056,801. Included in these funds are passed through to schools, Department of Revenue, fire departments, and road utilities, and etc. And that's the monthly budget report for the end of July. Okay. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next on our agenda, we have the University of Missouri Extension update. We have two representatives here this morning. Excuse me for not remembering names yet.
That's okay.
Just call him Schofield. He'll
I'll remember your name then.
I think you will. You could just wait because I know they have to announce it first anyway. You wouldn't have to say that.
Well, I'd like to be up front.
I'm Crystal Irons, Director of the Missouri Small Business Development Center at Missouri State University, serving Taney County.
I'm Jake Heffley. I'm the Ag Business Specialist here in Taney County. I cover 9 counties, but I'm stationed here out of Taney.
So I just wanted to give you a few updates from our recent council meeting. One that we're really excited about is the Taney County Extension Council is partnering with the Boys and Girls Club to hire a youth program associate, and that's in the 4-H program. And so we will have a dedicated part-time person here in Taney County. Normally a YPA is also funded partially by the county and then partially by MU Extension, but because we're partnering with the Boys and Girls Club, they are taking that expense on so that we can have that person here in Taney County. So we're really excited about that. We'll continue to have the support of Willa, who is our 4-H specialist who serves multiple counties, including Taney. But this will allow some additional dedicated focus for our residents here. So we're really excited about that. On the business development side, a couple of you I think I've spoken with, but Cody Cox, our regional business consultant, resigned several weeks ago, almost a month ago. And so I am in the process of replacing him at this moment. I plan to extend an offer today for that position, hope to have it filled within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And they will be down here multiple times a week serving Taney County residents as well. There are a few other upcoming programs, human development. There's some child care provider training that's virtual, if that's helpful for some child care providers as they try to get those clock hours. Jenny Navat, our nutrition and health specialist, has an upcoming Cooking Matters class with Faith Community Health in Branson, and that'll be September 7th through October 12th, and people can call the Taney County Extension Office for more information, 417-546-4431, if anybody's interested in that. And then I'll let Jake share some information that he's what he's been doing.
Yeah, so I came to the July meeting with Jenny, and I just started, so I'm still just trying to get my feet under me a little bit. I've been out the last 2 weeks. My wife and I just had a baby, so I'm just coming back now, hopefully get some momentum going, especially in Taney County. I think a lot of people still don't know I'm here, so I'm just trying to get that. We got something released in the paper, so hopefully people see that. And then I have my first program coming up next month. We're doing a farm lease class at College of the Ozarks about just like lease trends, different types of leases, how to negotiate, how to terminate leases and stuff like that. So hopefully we can get some traction there. I'm trying to work with the Cattlemen's Association and some of the local associations here to get just some recognition. So hopefully I can sort of connect with the public and understand what they need so we can get some just a little bit of traction. But that's sort of what I'm up to right now. Myself.
Congratulations on your baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any questions for us?
Crystal, you said that we were able to get the agreement with the Boys and Girls Club. So I'm assuming by making that the Extension Office University signed it this year? Because we weren't able to get it signed last year, and we weren't able to get that.
So the council approved it at our last meeting, and so they should be working on getting the actual agreement signed.
So until the Extension Office signs it, though,
it would be the council
we
that
could
has
lose
to sign
it.
That. Yeah, and the MU Extension also has to sign that.
Yeah, MU is what would be giving us a problem last year.
Okay. Good to know. I'll make sure to mention that to Janice.
Yeah, that's what we were told. That's what Cody told us at the meeting when they announced it last year, that MU failed to sign the Memorandum of Understanding, so we didn't get the...
Okay, I'll make sure I mention that to Janice so that we're...
Thank you.
...proactive on that one.
And with your Cooking Matters and your different programs that you have, is there a fee for the people that want to attend that?
I think with that one, there is not a fee.
Okay.
Since it's in partnership with a community organization. Some of them have a fee, some of them don't have a fee in terms of programming.
Sure.
One thing I failed to mention, our organization, the Missouri Small Business Development Center, recently partnered on a grant application through DED, and part of that application awarded several community connectors around the 15-county region, actually all of the southern Missouri regions, and so we are going to award the Taney County Partnership a community connector as part of that grant application. The reason for doing that is so that we have people here in the county and have really great networks to help push out programs and ensure that we have some here locally in Taney County as well. So they'll be a huge partner of ours to ensure that we have programming over the next 3 years focused for Taney County entrepreneurs and current business owners. So I just wanted to mention that, and that is in the economic opportunity report as well. So we're currently executing that right now.
I think we have made comments, or I've made comments in the past about Taney County being one of the biggest supporters of the extension and not necessarily always seeing our fair share. So I think there's been a noticeable attempt and follow through to provide Taney County with services. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for your continued support.
Yep. Anything else from the commission?
Thank you for your work.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you
all very much. Our next order of business, we have court orders. Good morning. In front of us, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison with our county clerk's office.